Baruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The last two words on the bottom line. The Gemara continues to tell us the Shmona Asar Dvorim that were enacted on that day. The Idoch, Omar Tavi Rishbo Amar Shmuel, Af Gidule Truma Truma. Even that which is used to then grow from Truma is also has the same din as Truma. Boy Bayom Gozun, they were goyzer that Gzeiro on that day. My time, what's the reason for this Gzeiro that Gidule Truma is Truma? Says the Gemara. Omrav Chanino, Gzeiro Mishum Truma Tahara Biyad Yisrael. Maybe a Yisrael who has Truma in his hands does not want to part with it. He doesn't want to give it to the Kohen. And therefore, he knows that if he plants it, then it'll lose its status as Truma, become Chulin. So therefore, the Chazal said that in order for him not to do that, we'll make sure that that Truma that he's going to then plant will also have the status of Truma. Omar Rabba, idechashide lahochi, afrushe nami lalifreshu. If we're choshed, if we suspect him for this, then we should suspect that he shouldn't then also give Truma altogether. And that can't be, because kiven de efshel ma'abed chita achas kiddushmuel, since that a person can fulfill his obligation of truma with just a chita achas, since the Torah doesn't specify what a person has to give for truma, unlike meiser where it says 1/10, truma can be any amount, and therefore even one chita is sufficient to then fulfill his obligation of truma. Veloka Ovid Heminu Mehemni, certainly we will believe him, and therefore that can't be the reason for the Gezeira of Gidule Truma Truma. Ella Gezeira Mishum Truma Temeya Biyad Kohen. Rather, the Gezeira is that Truma that is Temeya, that is in the hands of the Kohen, the Kohen cannot eat it now, he can only burn it. And the Hana for burning is very minimal, so therefore he will prefer to then plant it. Then let it grow, become chulin, he'll be able to eat it regularly. The Gemara says, what's the concern? Why do we make a gzeir for that? After all, he has the rights to truma, even truma that is temeya. Says the Gemara to explain, Dilma mashi lo gabe va'osi lidei takola. Maybe that truma temeya will remain by him. Before he ends up planting it, it'll remain in his rishus. And therefore, he'll come to eat it. And since a kohen cannot eat truma temeya, therefore they were goyzer that gidule truma is truma, and therefore he will not come to then even hold on to it and subsequently want to plant it because he knows that it won't have any benefit to him. Says the Gemara, v'idach, another one of the 18 enactments, Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Ami mishmei de'ula. Af misha hichshich loy baderch. A person is traveling on the road on Erev Shabbos and he doesn't make it to his destination before nightfall. He sees that Shabbos is coming. What should he do? So now it says, noisen kisa lenochri. Give your pocketbook to the nochri instead of you walking with it. Have him then walk it, hold on to it and walk it with you. Boy bayom gozru. In other words, instead of you walking with it and then walking with it in a way that's going to be pachos mochos midalet amos in the Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim were concerned that maybe you wouldn't stop in the middle of the dalet amos and you continue to walk and you'll be over in Isur Daraisa. So they preferred to make a gezeira that you must give your pocketbook, in this case to the Nachri, to then walk with you so that you don't walk with it yourself on the onset of Shabbos. The Idoch, Omu Bali Amar Avimi Sinvaso, Piton Vishamnon Vienon Ubnoisein Kulon Miyurches Doverhein. So Bali said the name of Avimi Sinvaso, from the place of Sinvaso, that Piton, the Oivde Avoides Zara's pass, and their shemen and their yayin, which would lead to being alone with their bonois, therefore is one gezeira. In other words, midia araisa, a man is not to be misyached with a Jewish woman who is married. David HaMelech was gozer yichud on a single Bas Yisrael. And here, Shammai, Talmidei Shammai, Beis Shammai was gozer on a Gentile woman to have yichud together with her. Elul Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, Hanicha Rabbi Meir. All of this is good. Now we have counted 18, according to Rabbi Meir. How do we get to the 18? We started off with a Mishnah at the end of Zovim, which gave us a total of 9. Those were Shnim, that if it comes contact with Truma, it will poisel the Truma. Then, on top of that, if you add the first 2 from the previous Mishnah, we had 2 Gzeros. One, not to check garments for lice in front of the Or HaNer, and also not to read Leor HaNer. So that gives us a total so far of 11. Subsequently, we had 7. What are those 7? We started off with one that was the putting a kli underneath a tzinor and was mekabel rainwater. It was considered to be mayim shuvim that will poisil bein hameniach bein hashoycheach. Then we brought, in addition to that, the mardeya, if you have even less than a tefach. So we said the person that is holding on to that mardeya, which is over the kever, that will cause him to then be tamei shiva yamim. That's number 2, or included 2 additional ones. The third one that we said was the bnos kutim, that they were goyzer on a girl that was bas yoim, that she has a din of a nida. The fourth one was boyser lagas, a person who is going to harvest the grapes for the wine press, that was also goyzer huchshar tuma. The fifth one, we just learned above, was Gidulei Truma is Truma. The sixth one is that a person who is walking and doesn't get to his destination on Erev Shabbos, so then he must give his kis, he gives his pocketbook to the Nochri. And the seventh one, we just mentioned now, is indeed Pitam Vishamnon V'yeyanon, in order not to be misyached with a nochri, mishum chasenos. Says the Gemara, that's all hanicha le Rabbi Meir, who learned that one of those 7 that we just counted, the first of the 7, included the mayim she'uvim. El Rabbi Yossi, who says that that's still a machloikis, and therefore that wasn't one that was gazur boba yoim. Then Shavsere Chavyan, there are only 17 according to Rabbi Yossi. Where is the 18th? Iko Hod Rav Acha Bar Ado, the Omer of Acha Bar Ado, Omer of Yitzchok. There's an additional one. Gozu al Pitam Mishun Shamnon, the Al Shamnon Mishun Yenon. They made a gzera of their pita, of their bread, because of their yayin, because of their oil, and their oil because of their yayin. Ask the Gemara, Alpita Mishun Shamnon, their bread because of their shemen, because of their oil. Mai ulme the shemen mipas. Why is there more a concern to be goyzer on shemen than for pas, that the pas will then bring to shemen? Elo, you must take that out and say, Gozu Alpita Vishamna Mishun Yeinon. That's one. Val Yeinon Mishun Benoy Sehen. And the Yayin because of Benoy Sehen. And their Bnoseyim, that's what we said before until now, and Bnoseyim now is Mishum Dover Acher because of Avodah Zorah. And now he adds, V'al Dover Acher Mishum Dover Acher. And the Dover Acher will lead to another Dover Acher. Ask the Gemara, my Dover Acher, what is the second Dover Acher? The first Dover Acher is that Bnoseyim will lead to Avodah Zorah. That's one Dover Acher. What's the second Dover Acher that the Dover Acher of Avodah Zarah will lead to? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Gozru Al Tinoik Nochi Shematame Beziva. They were Goizer on a Tinoik Nochri, that he has the din of a Zov. and therefore he'll metamed like a zov. Shelo yeh tinok yisrael rogel etzlo b'mishkav zocher, so that a tinok yisrael should not be accustomed with him. He shouldn't be next to him, whereby he'll come in contact with him. He'll have the din of a avatuma. He'll become tamei from the zov, and therefore he won't lead to then chalila a case of mishkav zocher. Ihochi asked the Gemara, but if you just counted, we noticed that there's an additional we added. The Remeir Nami Tishasri Havyon. There's now 19. Says the Gemara, no, Oichlin Vekelim, Shinitmu B'mashkin, Bechad Choshiv Luhu. That which we separated in the Mishnah in Zovim, one as being Oichlin Shinitmu B'mashkin, and another one being Kelim Shinitmu B'mashkin, that's really one of the same Gezerah. The Gemara now brings a new Mishnah, Machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, on Malachos that were done mi ba'oid yom, before Shabbos, and they're only completed on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Shoirin Diyoi V'Samonin V'Karshinin. You cannot cause Diyo to be soaked in water. Diyo is ink, and Samonim and types of dye, the karshinin. These are things that are given different types of beans that are soaked in order to give feed to animals. Ela kedei sheyisharu mibo'od yom. Beis Shammai says that you cannot soak all of these things unless they're going to be completed the day before. Because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that there's something called shvisas kelim. Not only could the Jew not do malacha, but even his kelim cannot do malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, unless the malacha of Lisha in this case was done beforehand, and it was completed before Shabbos, it would be aser to be shoyret to then soak these things in water mi ba'oid yoim. Ubeis Hillel matrim, but Beis Hillel doesn't hold of shvisas kelim. Beis Shammai yomim ein noisnin oin unin shel pishton l'toich hatanur. He says you cannot take bundles of flax and put it in an oven, that it should become heated up the day before, right? Because that will be a malach of melabein if it doesn't get completed before Shabbos, and not the wool to be put in a large pot to be dyed. Unless it already absorbed the dye before Shabbos. Again, because Shvisas Kelim is also Midiaraisa Lefi Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Beis Shammai Oimim Ein Porsin Metsudo Chaye Voifois Vedogim. Elekadeshi Yatsudo Miboid Yoim. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you can't spread out different things to trap animals, birds, or fish on Erev Shabbos, because then by putting them out, it's likely that they will then trap them on Shabbos. Whereas Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Moichrin Lenochri, Vein Toyanin Imoi, Vein Magbin Alov. Beis Shammai says you cannot sell to a Gentile on Erev right before Shabbos, and you can't help him load his donkey right before Shabbos, and you can't put a load on his shoulders before Shabbos, Eli Kadesh Yagila Mokum Koroiv, unless he will arrive to his place, to his destination that is close by before Shabbos. Because we're concerned over a year, says Beis Shammai, that you're going to then hire, it's going to look like you're hiring this Gentile to do for you work now on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel is not concerned about that. So long as it's a fixed amount that is not for a specific time, then the Gentile can give that, can do a work for you, even if it ends up being on Shabbos. Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Noisnin Orois Li'Oivdon. You can't give, says Beis Shammai, you can't give hides to be worked out and made into leather, to be tanned. V'lo Kelim L'Koyves. And you can't give clothing to a launderer for the malachim of Libun to a Nachri, Ela Kedei Sheyasu Mibodion, unless he can do it before Shabbos. Ubekulam Beis Hillel Matir. But in all of these cases, Beis Hillel's Matir, he's not considered Shvisas Kelim, on Shabbos, and he's also not concerned about hiring out a Gentile before Shabbos if it's something that the Gentile can do on his own and it's not for a specific hourly wage. And therefore, Beis Hillel Matuyun im Hashem, so long it is still Erev Shabbos. Om Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Noihagin Hoyu Beis Abba, Shohoyu Noisnin Kli Lovon, Likoyves Nochri, Shloishi Yom Koydin LeShabbos. When it came to white garments, they were more difficult to clean, and therefore it took longer. So the house of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they were accustomed to giving the koyves 3 days in advance before Shabbos. In other words, they were machmir like Beis Shammai, they should be completed before Shabbos. And although the halach is like Beis Hillel, but they were machmir in the house of Rabbi Gamliel. Veshavin, and the Mishnah concludes, Eilu ve'eilu she'tu'unin karas Beis Habad ve'igulei hagas. Even Beis Shammai agrees together with Beis Hillel that in the event that they would then take the olives or the grapes in order to squeeze them, and they would press them before Shabbos, and all that was left to do, because they already finished doing any malacha, then they would put afterwards a board, a beam that is heavy, to then put it on top of these olives and tops of these grapes, just to allow the rest of the juice to then come out and ultimately come out of those grapes and those olives. So that itself is not a malacha, because that the malacha was already done. Mefarik, the malacha of squeezing, that was done beforehand. All this is going to be doing is expediting the lachluchis, the juice from the olives and the juice from the grapes, to then come out from those olives and grapes. So all they're doing is putting it onto the grapes and the olives with this heavy beam. That is only a problem to do midrabanan. So even Beis Shammai would be masking, would be moided to Beis Hillel over here, that one can do that before Shabbos. So in summation, it says like this, according to Beis Shammai, when there is a malacha that cannot be performed before Shabbos, and it will continue to be done on Shabbos with one of your kelim, that would be also midiraisa, because Beis Shammai holds that kelim, there's such a thing as shvisa bekelim. Your kelim cannot do malacha for you, just like you can't do malacha for yourself, and just like your animal cannot do malacha for you. Beis Hillel does not ascribe to that view, and therefore he says all of these things are mutter.